from KQED.
And now it's time for high tea in the SV. Translation, marijuana-laced tea in Silicon Valley. Get it? High tea. Seriously, it's a thing that entrepreneurs are gearing up to market legally. KQED's Rachel Miro attended one educational event at a private home in Palo Alto.
The women, roughly 50 of them, arrived in a festive mood. For one thing, they were told to dress for a tea party, so they were wearing gorgeous 1950s-style dresses and great big hats. That said, recreational marijuana is not legal yet, and many of these middle-aged women were a little anxious about exposure. Not worried mom or dad might hear this story on KQED, but perhaps judgy bosses or clients. Lori, let's just call her Lori, shall we, says she is not looking for a new addiction.
I am not a big marijuana person.
Did you use it in college?
Yes.
But Lori would like a little help getting better sleep. And sweeping her arm to include the rest of the room, Lori said she suspects others want the same.
We're all looking for the magic pill, I guess.
If this sounds a little sedate, well, that's the idea. Kikoko, the company sponsoring this tea party, complete with cucumber sandwiches and the obligatory kale salad, is targeting mature women. That is to say, women looking to take the edge off before bedtime, not to get baked on the couch with your buddies and a pizza. Kikoko co-founder Jennifer Chapin.
We realized we were onto something when we talked to so many women that were reliant on pharmaceuticals and not necessarily happily. And if we could come up with a reliably dosed product, we'd have a winner.
It wasn't as easy as you might think, says co-founder Amanda Jones.
We went through, I think, four science teams before we really actually cracked the nut.
There was also quite a bit of personal research to fix on a product that would stand out from the crowd of options available now on the medical marijuana market. Mints, gummy bears, tinctures, you name it.
Just put it this way, in the last 3 years, we've done a lot more weed than we ever, ever did before in our lives.
They finally fixed on water-soluble tea blends laced with a tiny bit of THC, the psychoactive ingredient in cannabis that gets you high. 3 to 10 milligrams tops. Microdosing, they call it. Chelsea McCrill mans the tea table at the party, where she carefully gauges each guest's tolerance before she pops a sachet into an old-fashioned teacup and pours in hot water.
I would love to suggest doing a full dose of our sensuality. It's 7 milligrams. It has rose petals, cardamom, hibiscus.
This is not a product your teenager will want to steal from the cupboard, unless it's for the flavor of the teas. But that's not necessarily a bad thing in terms of the mainstream market. David Downs is the cannabis editor at the San Francisco Chronicle.
Prohibition drove up the potency of cannabis products, and legalization is going to drive them back down as companies seek to reach bigger and bigger markets, and most of those markets have very, very low tolerances for cannabis.
To purchase Kikoko teas today, you have to have a medical marijuana card. In January, the game changes, and Kikoko's potential market expands. The question is, are they ready for expanded competition, too? Downs worries all the new regulation and red tape will quickly drive out small players like Kikoko.
Cannabis is in a period of intense capitalization. And it goes without saying that the people with the most access to capital in America tend to be white males.
Don't tell that to Jones and Chapin. They have no illusions about gender bias in business, but they've managed to raise more than $3 million so far from investors who trust they know best how to market to people like themselves. I'm Rachel Miro, KQED News.